God, they sing a little louder. We need a word right now.
Faith that is not absolute is impotent. But when faith in God is absolute, result is inevitable. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Be blessed as you listen to this life-transforming message by the anointed servant of God. Your faith shall be built up and your miracle delivered.
Send away the word in this house
today. Worship him and honor him, adore him, magnify his holy name, thank him and thank him for bringing you to his presence this hour. Worship him from the depth of your heart. Father, we thank you. We will honor you, we adore you, we magnify your holy name, we celebrate your faithfulness. We return all the glory and praise unto you for who you are and for all that you have done. You have done all things well. You have been so kind. You have been so good. You have been so faithful. We appreciate you. We give you all the glory. We appreciate you. We honor you. We bless your holy name, Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. Thank you, everlasting Father. Thank you, King of glory. Blessed be the holy name, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Somebody will have an encounter tonight. If that is you, let your amen show it. I said somebody will have a testimony tonight. I believe that is you. Let your amen be resounding in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, there are testimonies that we share to them in the Covenant Hour of Prayer. There are testimonies that you share. That means you need to tell us for us to know. There are some testimonies that you don't need to share. Everybody will see it. God will make you a testimony. I said God will give you a testimony that will share you and expose you for good in the mighty name of Jesus. If you agree with me and you believe it, let your amen show it. I'd like you to talk to God right now. Father, speak to me specifically tonight. Speak to me directly. There may be so many words, but there is one word meant for you. Speak to me specifically. Speak to me directly tonight. Speak to me specifically. Speak to me directly tonight. My heart is open. Speak to me specifically. Speak to me directly. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, speak to me specifically. Speak to me directly. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the holy name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, we appreciate you. We thank you. We honor you. We adore you. Thank you for the privilege of appearing before you once again this hour. Receive all the glory. Take all the praise. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, as we have said to you, do unto us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Sweet Holy Spirit, I step aside right now. Have your way. Reach out to every one of us. Bless every one of us. Let Jesus be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Say a big amen. Amen. Come on, say with me. Loving God empowers for wealth. Say it again. Loving God empowers for wealth. Let's say it the third time now. Loving God empowers for wealth. this theme will answer in your life beginning from this month in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever it is left that is left to be restored in your life beginning from that Sunday that God started with us, whatever is still left to be restored, tonight, the word that will bring about that restoration is coming to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. And your testimony will appear for all to see. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'd like you to welcome your neighbor to the left, to the right, and you may be comfortably seated. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Woke up with this scripture this morning. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. All things. How many things? I trust the Holy Spirit, it will do a quick work in somebody's life tonight. All things work together for good. Please listen to this. No matter what you are going through, it is working together for your good. I have this very strong conviction in my spirit to let you know, whatever you are going through right now, whatever is happening around you right now, is working together for your good. And as the Lord lives, your testimony will appear for all to see. In the mighty name of Jesus. No matter what is happening, no matter how it looks like, no matter how you feel about what is happening, no matter how long it has been on, I have good news for you. All things are working together for your good. Come on, say it with me. All things are working together for my good. Say it again. All things are working together for my good. Say it with every fiber of your being. All things are working together for my good. Now say a big amen. As long as your love for God is constant and proven, as long as you are still within the framework of his plan, all things are divinely programmed to result to your testimony. No matter who is orchestrating it, even the arrows that the enemy shot at you, they will work together to release your testimonies. Even what the enemy has put together, the witches, the wizards, whatever name they are called, everything they have put together, they will work together to orchestrate and to release your testimony. If I'm talking to you, let your amen be resounded. Every force that has been attempting to work against you. For instance, the devil thought killing Jesus was the end of it. He didn't know that himself and all the hosts of hell, they were working together for the good of Jesus Christ. Let's kill him. Let's finish him. But if they had not killed him, there is no way he would have been given a name that is above every other name. There is no way he would have finished his course on this earth. There is no way he would have accomplished his purpose. But they said, let's kill him. But they did that, and everything worked together for his good. And today, he has been given a name that is above every other name. Whether that name is mentioned on the earth, under the earth, above the earth, wherever, that every knee must bow at that name, that every tongue must confess at that name. I said to you today, whatever is happening around you is working together for your good. Listen to me. Listen to me and listen real good. The enemy thought by selling Joseph as a slave, that's the end of the dream. That's the end of the vision. That means we have killed everything. Now, let's see how it will be fulfilled. But they didn't know that all things are working together for the good of those that love God. And Joseph fulfilled destiny. I say to you today, all things are working together for your good. In the mighty name of Jesus. I don't care what is happening or what has happened. I'm telling you about what is going to happen right now. I'm telling you about your future right now. And it's happening right now. In the name of Jesus. If you believe me, let your amen be louder. The Bible says in Psalm 16 and verse number 7. He said, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Even everyone that is opposing you, they will be at peace with you. Why? All things are working together for your good. And anyone, any agent of Satan that will not cooperate with God, God will kill them. I thought you heard me. You think the Lord only gives life, he kills too. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. Praise the living Jesus. I see your testimony coming out today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever is devised or programmed to drown a lover of God in the sea of life, we always turn to a floating platform and put spring on his head, legs to jack up to the next level. Who is that talking about? If that's you, come and say, that's me. So what has been programmed to destroy you, to drown you, to reduce you, to level you out? I said to you today, he is putting a spring under your feet. And you are moving to the next level. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, say all things. Say it again. All things. Work together for those that love God. And because I'm a lover of God, all things are working together for my good. You want to hear something? Something? Love cannot fail. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse number 8. Therefore, you will never fail. Love is stronger than death. Love cannot die. Songs of Solomon chapter 8 and verse number 6. So no known force will kill you before your time. No unknown force will kill you before your time. That means you will fulfill your destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe that, come on, say, I believe. Say it again. All things. I tell you, I saw something. The scripture came with me alive this morning. Praise the living Jesus. The devil that will stop you is not born. Praise the living Jesus. All things work together. Our topic is unveiling the wonders of love. We'll do as the Holy Spirit wants us to do. And this is part two. Unveiling the wonders of love. Let's read our scripture. We're going to read it together. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Are you there? Okay. If you are there now, let's go verse 9. But as it is written, eyes has not seen, nor hear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Say a big amen to that. Praise the living Jesus. We set out this month in our midweek services to explore the practical demonstration of love. Love is not love if it remains only in words, devoid of acts. 1 John chapter 3, verse number 18, the Bible says, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. That means love is not in truth until it is in word, both in words and in acts. We also established that it is following the steps of giants that makes a giant. Following the steps of giants that makes a giant. Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16 to 17. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16 to 17. When you follow the step of a giant, he said, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the way and see, and ask for the oath path, where is the good way, and walk therein. And because of that, he said, you will find rest for your soul. And we have a scriptural case study for the month for this subject of love. And the case study is David, the man after God's own heart. 1 Samuel chapter 13 and verse 14. God speaking by himself said, I found a man after my own heart. I know that this man lost me. I love everybody, yes, but I know that this one lost me. David said he loved God. He said in his word, God also confirmed that David was his lover. It's one thing for you to say that you love God. It's another for the person that you loved to confirm that, yes, of a truth, this man lost me. But that was the case of David. So, we are going to look at certain area of his life today to help us, because it's our case study. So if we can follow these footsteps, then we too will achieve that same result and even better it. Praise the living Jesus. That's why we're looking at this scriptural example. So if we love God, we will love his house as David did. If we love God, we will do what? We will love his house as David did. David wasn't a passive lover of God. No. David was ever excited going to the house of God. Ever excited, ever joyful going to the house of God. He said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Psalm 122 verse 1. And if you read all through, you will see the joy, true. Read all through from verse 1 to the final verse. Excited, always joyful, going to the house of the Lord. Not mournfully going to the house of the Lord, nor grudgingly being dragged to the house of the Lord, but he was always excited. Why? Because he loved God. You agree with me? If you are going to the house of someone that you love, it's all joy. Do you agree with me? Uh-huh. It's all joy. The place is not far if you love the person. The reason why the place is far is because you don't love the person. So, yeah, no, I can't go now. I can't go now. If you really love the person, they say, okay, I know we have 5 miles and there is no bus, no train, no cars. Is it 5 miles? Oh, hallelujah. I know my redeemer liveth. We can do it. I know my redeemer liveth. I know my redeemer. For 5 miles, you are trekking to get there. Why? Because of the love you have for that person. People of God, we are talking about practicality right now. If you and I claim that we love God, his house will not be far from us. We will love his house just like David did. People of God, if we take it in raw like this, you will see practical manifestation of God's power sharing with somebody. And this insight came. It's the same God of the house of the apostle. Now, why are those things in the days of the house of apostles are not happening in some places? Why? The same God of old, but we are not serving God like those people of old. The same God of old, but we are not serving God like those people of old. If you love God, you will love his house. David was a diehard lover of God's house. He said, moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God. Looking at David, see, David, I'm not sure anybody apart from Jesus Christ ever personalized God like David. The Lord is my shepherd, my God, my Lord. That's a demonstration of love. And that's why his house, God's house, was David's house. He was affectionately attached to the house of God. The psalmist said in Psalm 84, verse number 10, Psalm 84, verse 10, he said, for a day in thy courts is better than 1,000, and I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Thank God for our system, our own system, wonderful. Glory be to God. Do you know, in some cases, some people will okay, oh no, that place, there are certain facilities that should be in that place that is not there. That's why I'm not, they may not say it direct like that. That's why I'm not going there. Certain facilities should be in place. But someone says, I would rather be a doorkeeper, not even inside the house, doorkeeper, than to be in a palace. Why? Because of his affection. Because of his love for God and his house. Praise the living Jesus. There's nothing about God that is not beneficial to man. Nothing. There's nothing about God that is not beneficial to man. Even loving God's house is beneficial to man. Loving his house has benefits to offer to you and I. Now, what are those benefits? We'll just mention a few of them before we shut down in this meeting tonight. Number one, loving God's house provides access to deliverance and possessing of our possessions. Loving God's house provides access to deliverance and possessing of our possessions. Praise the living Jesus. Hear this. Many people among us right now may have been saved from certain calamities just because we are found in the house of God at certain times. Let me share this testimony with you. One of us, there was a vigil that day, night vigil. And of course, it was always a regular in the church. And we went together. We actually went together. So himself and the wife, they shut everything down in the house and left. Now, the house had some other flats, block of flats, right in there. About midnight, when we were in night vigil, the armed robbers visited the place. There was no light in their own flat. No flicker of light there. They dealt with every other person, maimed many people, took many things, but not their own. Why? Because, one, the natural thing is that, oh, there was no light there. So even the people were afraid to go in. And I believe God's glory shone on them. That if you come here, you die. And they left. Without ever going near the house of the Son of God. Hear this. He may have been at home with light on, because the time he could just have been doing one thing or the other with whatever, and okay, you two are there, and they would have dealt with him just like they dealt with the other people.
Only God knew what would have happened. Praise the living Jesus. Not only deliverance, but possessing your possession. If God says so, that means he means so. Obadiah verse 17. He said, but upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Deliverance, holiness, and possessing your possession. Hear this. Each time you enter the sanctuary, especially for service like this, there are innumerable company of angels. You don't have to see them. They are there. Right there. And while they are there, they are ministering to the saints. Blood was sprinkling going on every moment. And what is that saying? Evil pass over this one. Evil pass over his family. In the mighty name of Jesus. And you just discover that everything is intact. Possessing your possession. Number two, loving God's house provides access to growing strength. Growing strength. Psalm 87, verse number 7 said, they go from strength to strength. Everyone in Zion appeared before God. You can't have this when you sit at home, even watching the service. You can't. Because God will not, because of you, break his word. He won't. Upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. Your house is not Mount Zion. No, it's not. Psalm 87 verse 7 that we quoted just right now, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them that appear where? Not everyone that sat at home watching TV claiming to be in service. No, you are not in service. You are just having fun. The truth of the matter is that whatever you think you are doing that is at your convenience, that you think is serving God, it's not. It's not. Because it's at your convenience. You can shut it down. You can move around. In fact, when everything is going on, for instance, now there are things you cannot do as you are sitting down there. Because you are concentrating on the word of God, isn't it? But when you are at home, there are a whole lot of things that you can be multitasking. Is it not? Multitasking. You're watching. Because you are watching movie, actually. Praise the living Jesus. I see your life changing for the better. If that is you, let your amen show it. We said loving God's house provides access to growing strength. You need strength to withstand and prevail in the day of adversity. You can't pray that off. The Bible calls certain day of adversity. It is real. And the Bible says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, it said thy strength is small. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. So you need growing strength. So, and as you come to Zion, your strength is increased. Your strength is increased. We are not talking about just physical strength. We are talking about your spiritual strength. And that's what the enemy fears. Not six-pack. The devil is never afraid of any six-pack. Your muscle can be very big. Bigger than my head. But the devil is not afraid of it at all. At all. One small demon can deal with that heavy everything. And he will just be lying down there. Praise the living Jesus. But he's afraid of your spiritual strength. And they go from strength to strength. Every one of them. They appear in Zion. If you hear, come and say, I hear. Number three now. Loving God's house provides access to increasing grace and glory. Provides you and me access. Increasing grace and glory. The Bible says, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Psalm 84, verse number 11. From scriptures, we discover that grace is the platform for greatness in the kingdom. At the root of every greatness in the kingdom is grace. When grace is withdrawn or removed, man is reduced to grass. Praise the living Jesus. So, but going to Zion gives you access to grace. And glory depicts the manifestation of the beauty and the splendor of God. So as we demonstrate our love for God by demonstrating our love for his house, we are endued with grace and glory to manifest the beauty of God to the world. Did you see you shining? What is it? Are we not in the same city? Are we not in the same state? Are we not under the same economy? No, we are not under the same economy. No, I am connected to grace. I'm connected to glory. And where I get it? Yes. If you want to get it, come with me. That's it. And that shall be your testimony. I said that shall be your testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Number four. Loving God's house provides access to supernatural blessings. Supernatural blessings. Supernatural blessings. Supernatural blessings are domiciled in Zion. Zion is the New Testament house of God. So appearance in Zion exposes you and I to supernatural blessing, the Bible says, for the Lord has chosen Zion. Listen. The Lord chose Zion. Why? When you see him, ask him. He has desired it for his habitation. But why? It should be everywhere. Okay, when you see him also, ask him. This is my rest forever. That's what he said. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless our provision. I will satisfy our poor with bread. I will also clothe our priests with salvation. And our saints shall shout aloud for joy. Psalm 132, verse 13 to 16. I've chosen Zion. And God's dwelling place is loaded with supernatural blessing. Is it not written? The Bible says, even when you come to his presence, he said there is no pressure there. No pressure in God's presence. No pressure of finance. No pressure of health. No pressure of family. No pressure of any kind. What you see there is pleasures forevermore and joy that is everlasting. Praise the living Jesus. So, that's why, as you come, say, I don't really see anything. There are many things that you don't see that are controlling what you see. Actually, what is controlling everything that you are seeing are the things that you don't see. What is orchestrating certain things that you say, oh, I don't even know how it happened? It's because you can't see it. That's what is, why it's happening like that. You can't go to the university to study it because it's beyond human knowledge. Is beyond the realm of the mind. So as you come into the house of God, being a lover of the house of God, you are exposed to supernatural blessing. Listen to me. Listen to me. He said, I will provide, I will make abundant provision for her. That's what God said. That means you come to the house of God, you have entered into supernatural provision, supernatural blessing. You go out, all out there, things are happening. No, all those testimonies that you hear, whether anybody prayed for anybody or nobody prayed for anybody, somebody contacted something from God that was not visible to the eye. Now, it has become manifest visibly. Are you there? And that's why they are sharing testimony. I said to you today, your own testimony day is today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Access to supernatural blessing. So demonstrate your undying love for Zion. Demonstrate your what? Undying love for Zion. I don't know where somebody should be when service is going on, other than in Zion. But the truth of the matter is that we can find a way of explaining it to be somewhere else. But it shows that In fact, some people will be doing certain things that are not even near, that it's not something that you can talk about. So I want to visit my friend. I promise him that I'm coming. I promise him, my friend. I promise, the last time I saw him was last week. And I promise him that I'm coming today and the service day. It shows how much you love God. That means God and your friend, they are the same level now. Praise the living Jesus. And his house and your friend's house has the same level. But I see somebody contacting that supernatural blessing tonight. You know what? You are here tonight. The reality of this supernatural blessing will find expression in your life. The reality of everything we are talking about right now will find expression in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As I begin to round up, Zion is the New Testament city of refuge. City of what? Now, let me tell us a little bit of the Bible story. God told the children of Israel that they should build in every city, city of refuge. And what for? What for? If anybody accidentally killed somebody, committed murder, whatever, that is supposed to go for it, to be punished, and even to be killed. The moment that individual runs into the city of refuge, nobody is permitted to touch him again. Nobody. He stays there and remains there until the priest passes on. He's there. Okay. Now, the New Testament Zion, which is the church of Jesus Christ, is the city of refuge now. And the priest, the high priest, can never die. So, any manslayer or whatever error anyone has, he runs into the city of refuge with heart of repentance, he's free. No devil can kill that person. You know why? He has come into the city of refuge. And the priest that is on the throne cannot die. So, he remains safe forever. I say to you today, you have come to the city of refuge. No accuser of brethren, no satanic agent will afflict you. None of them will afflict your family. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everything available that's a blessing for you in this city of refuge begins to find expression in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Please rise up to your feet. Lift up your voices unto heaven to appreciate the living God. Magnify his holy name. Give him all the glory and praise. Give him all the honor. Give him all the adoration. Celebrate him. Celebrate him. Celebrate him. Father, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Lord, we appreciate you. We worship. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify your holy name. We give you all the glory and praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be the holy name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Before you can claim to have love for God, you must have accepted his love for you. The Bible says, for God so loved the world, he said he gave his only begotten son. So Jesus is the love gift of God to the world. Now we are unveiling the wonders of love. Now you can't be a partaker of the wonder of love until you have accepted the love gift of God. Jesus himself, the love gift, said, except a man is born of water and of the Spirit, he said, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He said, marvel not that I say unto you, ye must be born again. That is what will qualify you to have access to the benefits of the kingdom of God. Being in church is not a qualification. It's being in touch that is a qualification. Wherever you are, all eyes bowed and all eyes closed. You want to say yes to Jesus tonight and surrender your life unto him. Accept him into your heart. Make him your Lord and personal Savior. I'd like you to just lift up your right hand wherever you are. Lift it high above your head. Lift it high above your head. High above your head. Lift that hand high above your head. If you are lifting up your right hand, just come right into the front. Come right into the front. I'm going to pray with you in a moment. And also, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Probably you have done it before, but somehow something happened. You turned your back. You walked away. But Jesus is saying unto you, come back to me. Because I've not left. I still want you to come back. So you want to rededicate your life to Jesus? Lift up your right hand and come right into the front. Come right into the front. We're waiting for you while the choir sings.
Let your Holy Spirit go over my soul.
Come to you today as I am. Forgive me my sins. I believe you came to this world. You died for me. On the third day, you rose again. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now I know I'm a child of God in Jesus' mighty name. Keep that hand up there and I'll pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless your holy name for these precious people, the precious souls that you have gathered to yourself today. No one can come unto you except drawn by you. Let the same grace that brought them tonight keep and preserve them to the very end. In the mighty name of Jesus, they have confessed you publicly before the church. Lord, write their names in the book of life. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them be established in the kingdom. Planted in this church, bless on all sides. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Please put your hands down. Put your hands down. Put your hands down. If you turn to that side, there's a man there waiting for you. Please meet him and they will talk to you. There are men of God waiting for you. Meet them, they will talk to you. Church, you are clapping for Jesus, I thought. I think you should clap better and louder. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Please stretch forth your hands towards the table
And you are going to draw virtue from this table tonight. What you are going to say, Father, as I partake of the flesh and the blood of Jesus tonight, let that grace to love you like never before be released unto me. And the zeal for your kingdom, let it be fired into me afresh. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. The zeal for your kingdom, the zeal for your house, let it be fired unto me afresh. In the mighty name of Jesus. As I partake of your flesh, Jesus, and of your blood tonight, let the zeal for your kingdom be fired into me afresh. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the holy name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Everlasting Father, we celebrate you. We appreciate you for your flesh. We thank you for your blood. Jesus, we receive this as the communion, the flesh of Jesus and the blood of Jesus tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, as we partake of this table, we partake of life. Let the virtues in you, in your spirit, in your flesh, and the virtues in your blood be communicated into our systems, spirit, soul, and body. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let fresh zeal for your house be fired into everyone. Let fresh love for you and your kingdom be released into us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty and precious name, we have prayed. Amen. You may be comfortably seated. The stewards will minister to you in a moment.
Hallelujah, in the name.
down to heaven and let's bless the name of the Lord. Appreciate the King of glory. Honor the Lord of lords. Magnify his holy name. Worship him from the depth of your heart. Worship him. Exalt his holy name. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. Bless his holy name. Honor him and adore him. Magnify his holy name. Worship him, worship him, worship him, worship him. Father, we celebrate you, we worship you. We honor you, we adore you. We magnify your holy name. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you. Blessed be the holy name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.